Very happy to be joined by Michael Robinson, NFL Network analyst, former fullback. You can follow him on Twitter at RealMikeRob. Hey, Michael, thanks for doing this.
What's going on, guys? Good to be a part of your show.
Hey, so first of all, I guess let's start there. You got to know, what was the one CD you bought back in the day that had just one song and you realized, oh, this is not for me, just I really like that one hit?
Oh, wow. A one-hit wonder type of a CD. Mm.
You had to take the risks,
what?
Right?
Probably. Yeah, it's tough, man. Probably the first Memphis Bleek CD.
That's a good one.
I think. Yeah. I think it only had his radio, the radio hit out at the time. Mm. But I remember being very disappointed with Memphis Bleek because of Jay-Z and The Rock and all of those things. I remember being very disappointed.
Yeah, that's a great example, actually. You're talking about, the one with Round Here?
I just remember the one song where they said Memphis Bleek in the song.
Yeah, that was. I do remember that. I was like, oh, no, it's Jay-Z's pegged him. He's the future. It's like, no, not the case. This is a little bit of a miss.
No, he's not.
Yeah, miss.
All right, so, I guess we're back on Joe Flacco watch because he doesn't get to play the Buffalo Bills every week. They lose yesterday to the Bengals 34-23. I mean, are we closer to Lamar Jackson? Where's the pendulum for you?
I don't think we're closer to Lamar Jackson yet. I think it's going to take at least the first, five or six games to have a showing like we saw with Joe Flacco. But when you look at the entire preseason and training camp, Joe Flacco has upped his game. I've saw some creativity and the play calling and all of those things. But you have to understand, when you go to Lamar Jackson, you have to go all in. You can't just kind of be kind of on the fence about what type of offensive style you're going to go to. You have to be all in with his style, because the way that they're using him now is just kind of a decoy. It's kind of doing him a disservice and also the offense.
Yeah, I don't really understand the handling of Lamar Jackson, to be honest. Like, yeah, they keep bringing him in, and they fake these jet sweeps to him over and over again. They never hand him the ball, and you're like, okay. Like, I guess you get to bring him out there for snaps, but I don't really see what you're doing for him. And it's like they have these third and short or fourth and short situations, and you're like, wouldn't you want him with the RPO? Like, don't you want to snap the ball to Jackson on those short yardage? Like, you need those 2 yard plays?
Exactly. But, again, I don't know if he's consistent enough in the passing game during practice that they're going to go all in with just that package. Because, again, when you go to this spread RPO style of offense, you got to go all in, because you got to take the good and the bad. He's going to be inaccurate at times. He's going to throw the ball high and throw the ball all over the place at times. But he has explosive plays, and when he hits, he usually hits for the long run.
So at this point, because of where Flacco was at yesterday, and again, I think that Jackson's just so exciting that, yeah, you know what, we don't know what the passing game is like. We've seen the inaccuracies when he stands in the pocket. But we're at the point, I think, now where every single one of these rookie quarterbacks is very, very close. You see the outing that Sam Darnold has, and now the Bills are forced to go to Josh Allen. I think that the Browns probably don't have the longest stretch of games with Tyrod Taylor if he's not successful before they have to go to Baker Mayfield. And same thing goes with Arizona, where it was like, I can't even remember how many points they scored in week one, but the Cardinals looked terrible and they didn't move the ball. So Josh Rosen has to be fairly close. You were in the room. You saw early iteration of Russell Wilson, a guy who ended up coming in and having a ton of success basically right away. And I wonder what you think is most important for rookie quarterbacks when they have to step into that role.
Well, I think you have to look at your entire team, right? Is this team built to be able to support a rookie quarterback? And if you're in a situation where you don't have an offensive line, if you're in a situation where I'm looking out in Buffalo, where your number one receiver, Kelvin Benjamin, he literally gives up on plays. You can see it. It jumps off the tape. He doesn't have the speed and necessarily separation ability to separate from defenders to make it an easy throw on your quarterback. Your offensive line can't block one-on-one pass protection. They can't win one-on-one consistently. And they haven't been great in the run game. In week one, they weren't great in a run game. So I think you have to have the defense. You have to have the support of your team and play complementary football and just have the pieces around the rookie quarterback. When Russell was coming up, we had a dominant run game. This wasn't just a 1,100-yard back. I mean, Marshawn Lynch was a dominant running back. We had a dominant defensive front with a dominant secondary. So we had the pieces in place to complement a rookie quarterback.
Well, they definitely don't have that in Buffalo, but they're going to Josh Allen anyways because there's not much choice after the way Nathan Peterman's
played twice.
They have
none of the things you just said.
Yeah, none of them.
Yeah. Well, they have nothing, but you know what? I feel sorry for Sean McDermott in the front office up there because look at the situation they're presented with, right? Like, they draft Nathan Peterman in the second round last year, meaning they didn't have a tremendous amount of confidence in Tyrod Taylor. They had already thought highly of Nathan Peterman. And then because of the way everything unfolded last year and the opportunity to get Josh Allen comes along. So basically, you have two young quarterbacks who both aren't necessarily ready to play in the league right now, but you both of your scouting departments and coaching staffs were high on these guys. You know, so both of these guys need reps. Both of these guys need the opportunity to get the experience to play. So I think they're in a funny position where they can't choose a quarterback right now, and they may just play it week by week.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't feel sorry for them, though, is that it just feels to me, if you look around the league, is like, that's your own fault. Like,
yeah,
that's
they made
your
those
organizational
decisions.
Failure. You should have known that you needed to go out and get a veteran quarterback. And I hate to say, like I've never been the hugest Tyrod Taylor fan. Like, I just think that he is what he is at this point, and there's not the I don't think he's going to take that next step, but he doesn't turn the ball over, and he's fine. Like, he's an adequate starter in the league. And you just look at, you know, the Bucks last week with Fitzpatrick and what he's able to do. And even if you look behind Darnold, having a guy that's there in Josh McCown, where it's like, if he wasn't ready, you felt comfortable going to McCown. They just didn't have that. Like, they had AJ McCarron, who they're looking at him like he was a veteran before they dealt him. It's, I think he had like he'd played in four games or maybe at the most six. It's like, you didn't have that there. So if I'm the Bills, don't you look at that and say, hey, listen, you just have to admit that you screwed this up and you got to pay a premium with a draft pick and go out to a team like the Ravens that has RG3 as their third stringer and say, what's it going to cost to get RG3? Because we need someone competent back there. We can't do this to Nathan Peterman and we can't do this to Josh Allen. We got to get someone in here who actually knows the position right now.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, I totally agree with everything you're saying. And I may not have let go of A.J. McCarron knowing that I had some unproven guys at the quarterback position. I mean, Sean McDermott has been around long enough to understand that if you don't have a guy that can at least get you a couple of first downs and keep you in games, if you don't at least have something at the quarterback position, you can't win. I knew they were going to go to Josh Allen. I just didn't know how early. I mean, when you spend a high draft pick on a quarterback, at some point that kid's going to play there pretty soon. But when you mention Tyrod Taylor, you mention, guys that play, and Tyrod Taylor is who he is. You know, it's funny. I mean, I kind of put him in the Alex Smith category, even though I think Alex Smith is a better quarterback right now, because like, why would you move on from a guy like Alex Smith or Tyrod Taylor? They got you into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They got you. See what I'm saying? It just seems like the narrative in the National Football League is coaches are always looking for the new thing. You see what I'm saying? Even when they know that they possibly have a quality starter. I just think that's an interesting dynamic in the National Football League.
For sure, but it kind of makes sense if you're the Chiefs, right? Because you have an established offense in front of Patrick Mahomes, and you're like, hey, this guy's already sat a year behind Alex Smith. We're ready to put him in this position. We believe in him. We have a proven offensive mind in Andy Reid. Like, you got a coach like Sean McDermott, an offensive coordinator that just came from Alabama that hasn't proven anything at the NFL level, an offensive line that is incompetent, and a bunch of weapons that aren't there. Like, yeah, I don't want to probably get rid of Alex Smith either if I'm most teams, but I can understand what the Chiefs did. With the Bills, it's just it's mind-boggling. Like, there was just, like we were saying here, is there's nothing. You didn't have any of that ready to go before you could let Tyrod go. Like, it looks horrible in hindsight. And all of that goodwill that McDermott built up last year of, hey, this is one of the new hot coaches in the league, and hey, there's something about this guy. Hey, he's special. He's got this room playing for each other. It's like, it feels like that's all dissipated in 1 week, which is tough.
Yeah. Well, I think with, you know, he's just continuing to going through the growing pains of being a new coach. I know he's been in it for a year now, and it's tough to say that, but you're absolutely right. You should not have let Tyrod Taylor get out of that building without having a quality guy sitting there waiting on him.
Talking to Michael Robinson, former fullback for the Seattle Seahawks. He's a former Super Bowl champion with that team as well. And we're really interested to get your opinion, Michael, on that story that came out about Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll being very deferential to him. And that team was built on the Legion of Boom and that defense being so great, but they felt slighted in the way that he was treated by the head coach, and you weren't around for the dissolution of that team. But what was your sense of the interaction between the head coach and the quarterback there?
I mean, let's just be honest. Every quarterback on every team is treated somewhat differently. So just simply because of the nature of the position. I mean, people can argue that Bill Belichick treats Tom Brady like every other position. That's why they win so much. But other than that situation, for the most part, the quarterback position is treated a little bit differently. I don't think you'll see any team on any level, with the exception of, you know, Little League football, where a quarterback isn't treated a little bit differently. That was an interesting story. I mean, it really was, guys. I mean, I'm really close to the situation. I know a lot of what's gone on in that locker room and what's going on and what, you know, some of the, you know, ex-players and some of those things have said. I can't speak but so much on it just because, you know, that's my home. I won a Super Bowl there, and I'm just not going to go there. But I will say this, that team is built off a certain culture, right? A certain culture of competing, a certain culture of the best player who wins that day is going to be the player getting the opportunity on Sundays. And I think what you've seen with some of the guys going up out of that locker room, I think what you're seeing, like within Earl's case, just what Pete has said through the years, just sometimes doesn't always come across in the actions of the team with regard to players being there or not being there, players being paid or not being paid. So I think they pressed the reset button. I don't think they're going to be totally out of it this year. I think they're going to compete for the NFC West. If they don't compete for winning the NFC West, they'll definitely be in a contention for a wild card. But as long as they have Russell Wilson there, they're going to be in the running for things. The guy is just, he can beat you out of the pocket. He can beat you with his legs. And he's very, very, very smart. So, that's what I think about the Seattle Seahawks this year.
Yeah, I'm with you to an extent. I will say that watching that week one game, and yeah, they forced some turnovers, but the defense just continuously got gouged, and it was a real stark reminder. Yeah, it was just like, holy crap, has this defense changed? Like, it's just, like, Earl Thomas makes a pick, and you're like, Seattle defense, still the same. And then the game goes on, and they can't get a stop on third down, and there's a lot of guys struggling with tackles, and it just is, yeah. I like a lot of those guys, but it was a reminder of how great that defense was and how great that team was.
Michael, we know you got to run.
But I will say, you know, we just have to remember that the Legion of Boom in 2010, when a lot of those guys were young, people said the same thing about that defense. They were missing tackles, you know, I've missed opportunities, things like that. They had to develop into what we've seen over the last couple of years. So just a note to put out there.